Body. Just to remind members that this is a public meeting and it's audio recorded. So if you remember when you want to speak, if you could indicate, put your microphone on and you'll be on the recording. The order of business
is as printed in the agenda, Chair.
Okay. Declarations of interest. Again, can I just remind members that you can declare an interest at any point in time on the agenda.
I'll detail them at the time, Chair, but items 5.3 and 5.6, I'll be declaring an interest.
Okay, that then just takes us on to the minutes of the previous meeting for approval. That's on pages 5 to 12. Are they agreed as a correct record? They not been up to the thingy. Mm-hmm. Good. Okay, thanks. Right. 5.1, public reports. Peter, do you just want to go through them?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Chair, 5.1 and 5.2 are just the decision notices that were taken from the last meeting. It's just a process we're going to report back. The decisions have been issued. They're just for noting, Chair.
Okay, right. That then takes us on to 5.3, which there was a commitment by the planning manager to
Chair,
come. Oh, sorry.
I've got to declare an interest in this. Although I wasn't a member of the planning committee, when this decision was originally taken, I voiced my opinion on it at several public meetings. Therefore, it would be better that I wasn't in participation here.
Right, thanks, Councillor Moorhead, and we'll come out and get you after we've deliberated on this. Right. Peter, there was a commitment to come back to the local review body on this particular one.
Thank you, Chair. This is an update report regarding the erection of 10 dwelling houses, formation of access and associated works at the former Arniston Gas Works in Gore Bridge. At its meeting in October 2015, the local review body resolved to grant planning permission for the said development subject to conditions and the prior signing of a legal agreement to secure developer contributions. Unfortunately, the legal agreement was not concluded, and as a consequence, an update report was considered by the local review body at its meeting in January 2017. The local review body determined to write directly to the applicant expressing a desire to conclude the agreement. This did trigger some progress, only for a further delay to result as a result over land ownership complications, which were in effect there was a dispute about whether the applicant actually owned the land, but what actually it was that he did own it, but it was through a pension company, so the actual naming was different, but the solicitors once looked at it realised that there was no injustice and in fact it was still the same landowner. So we are now actually in a position where we can resolve that and move forward. However, Chair, I did make a commitment to the local review body to actually update you prior to actually issuing a decision notice. So that's where you effectively are today. I'm just here to update you. That's where we've got to. And they're seeking your authorisation to actually continue and conclude the process, sign the legal agreement as originally determined, and issue the planning permission.
Right. We've heard from the Councillor Montgomery.
It's just for clarification, Chair. Hopefully not. Is it open to councillors who didn't participate in the original decision to take part in this today? Because I think there's only probably Russell and myself here that would have been in that position.
That was going to be my question as well.
Yeah, I mean, Chair, there's a procedure whereby it's only those members that visited the site and took part in the original decision-making that could be involved in potentially changing the recommendation. That's not to say other members couldn't make necessarily comment, but it doesn't mean to say you could then lead on to make an alternative recommendation. If the members were not happy with the recommendation, then what I would have to suggest to you is that you would maybe revisit the site next time, so therefore you're all entitled to engage in the debate, and then we come back again. But just to remind members, this is mostly the fourth. I've two written reports previously, a verbal update, so this is the fourth time round, Chair.
If members agree, then what I'm going to suggest is that the planning manager has now discharged his duty from a previous local review body, and that we endorse the report today, and then that's it discharged. Is that okay? Right, thanks. Okay, that then takes us on to item 5.4, which is the land west of the junction at Lugton Brae. Again, Peter, one from a previous LRB.
Yes, Chair. This is another update report regarding, this time regarding five dwelling houses at land at the former Lugton Inn site in Dalkeith. At its meeting in March 2016, the local review body resolved to grant planning permission for the said development subject to conditions and the prior signing of a legal agreement. And again, unfortunately, the legal agreement has not been concluded, and the applicant has stated that he was reviewing his plans for the site and that he's not prepared to pay the required developer contribution. So that in this case, I recommend that the local review body actually writes themselves expressing their disappointment with progress and expressing a desire to conclude that legal agreement, and also to provide a further 2 months for the applicants to conclude the legal agreement, failing which the LRB would have to revisit as a whole and then reconsider the application.
Again, with the LRB's agreement, can we agree the recommendation? I know it was from a former LRB meeting, but that course of action means that we are taking the action today. Is that okay with everybody? Right, thanks very much indeed. All right, that then takes us on to the site visit of yesterday, 5.5, which is the unit at 33/1 Mayfield Industrial Estate, Mayfield Dalkeith, of which we have a representation in by way of a hearing.
Thank you, Chair. Just to remind elected members, this report relates to a review submitted regarding the change of use of an industrial unit to a bodybuilding gym at unit 33/1 Mayfield Industrial Estate, Mayfield. The planning application for the proposed development was refused on the 23rd of June 2017. A copy of the decision notice and the officer's report is contained in today's papers, along with the applicant's review statement. The local review body carried out its site visit yesterday, which was the 28th of August. The review is to proceed by way of a hearing, which comprises oral representations being made by the applicant and by a planning officer. After those oral representations have been made, Chair, elected members do have the opportunity to ask questions if they wish to do so. And then following that initial discussion, elected members will make a decision, and that decision will be made publicly available, as usual, through the case file.
Thanks very much.